Let's turn in the scriptures to Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah 51, we'll read the whole chapter. Starting in verse 1, these are the words of God to us, His people. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am going to arouse against Babylon and against the inhabitants of Leb-Kami the spirit of a destroyer. I will dispatch foreigners to Babylon that they may winnow her and may devastate her land, for on every side they will be opposed to her in the day of her calamity. Let not him who bends his bow bend it, nor let him rise up in his scale armor. So do not spare her young men. Devote all her army to destruction. They will fall down slain in the land of the Chaldeans and pierced through in their streets. For neither Israel nor Judah has been forsaken by his God, the Lord of hosts, although their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Flee from the midst of Babylon, and each of you save his life. Do not be destroyed in her punishment, for this is the Lord's time of vengeance. He's going to render recompense to her. Babylon has been a golden cup in the hand of the Lord, intoxicating all the earth. The nations have drunk of her wine, therefore the nations are going mad. Suddenly Babylon has fallen and been broken. Wail over her. Bring balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. We applied healing to Babylon, but she was not healed. Forsake her and let us each go to his own country, for her judgment has reached to heaven and towers up to the very skies. The Lord has brought about our vindication. Come and let us recount in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Sharpen the arrows, fill the quivers. The Lord has aroused the spirit of the kings of the Medes, because his purpose is against Babylon to destroy it. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, vengeance for his temple. Lift up a signal against the walls of Babylon. Post a strong guard. Station sentries. Place men in ambush. For the Lord has both purposed and performed what he spoke concerning the inhabitants of Babylon. O you who dwell by many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come, the measure of your end. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, Surely I will fill you with a population like locusts, and they will cry out with shouts of victory over you. And it's He who made the earth by His power, who established the world by His wisdom, and by His understanding He stretched out the heavens. When He utters His voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and He causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain and brings forth the wind from His storehouses. All mankind is stupid, devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his molten images are deceitful and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of mockery. In the time of their punishment they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for the maker of all is he, and of the tribe of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name. He says, You are my war club, my weapon of war, and with you I shatter nations, and with you I destroy kingdoms. With you I shatter the horse and his rider, and with you I shatter the chariot and its rider. And with you I shatter man and woman, and with you I shatter old man and youth, and with you I shatter young man and virgin, and with you I shatter the shepherd and his flock, and with you I shatter the farmer and his team, and with you I shatter governors and prefects. But I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea for all their evil that they have done in Zion before your eyes, declares the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys the whole earth, declares the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you and roll you down from the crags, and I will make you a burnt out mountain. They will not take from you even a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but you will be desolate forever, declares the Lord. Lift up a signal in the land. Blow a trumpet among the nations. Consecrate the nations against her. Summon against her the kingdoms of Erat, Mani, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her. Bring up the horses like bristly locusts. Consecrate the nations against her, the king of the Medes, their governors, and all their prefects, and every land of their dominion. So the land of quakes and rise, for the purposes of the Lord against Babylon stand, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitants. The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They stay in their strongholds. Their strength is exhausted. They are becoming like women. Their dwelling places are set on fire. The bars of her gates are broken. One courier runs to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to tell the king of Babylon that his city has been captured from end to end. The fords also have been seized. They have burned the marshes with fire, and the men of war are terrified. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time it is stamped firm, yet in a little while the time of harvest will come for her. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has devoured me and crushed me. He has set me down like an empty vessel. He has swallowed me like a sea monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has washed me away. May the violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon. The inhabitants of Zion will say, and may my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, Jerusalem will say. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am going to plead your case and exact full vengeance for you, and I will dry up her sea, make her fountain dry. Babylon will become a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, an object of horror and hissing without inhabitants. They will roar together like young lions. They will growl like lions' cubs. When they become heated up, I will serve them their banquet and make them drunk, that they may become jubilant and may sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake up, declares the Lord. I'll bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams together with male goats. How Sheshach has been captured and the praise of the whole earth been seized. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon. She has been engulfed with its tumultuous waves. Her cities have become an object of horror, a parched land and a desert, a land in which no man lives and through which no son of man passes. I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will make what he has swallowed come out of his mouth, and the nations will no longer stream to him. Even the wall of Babylon has fallen down. Come forth from her midst, my people, and each of you save yourselves from the fierce anger of the Lord. Now, so that your heart does not grow faint, and you are not afraid at the report that there will be heard in the land. For the report will come 1 year, and after that another report in another year, and violence will be in the land, with ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, days are coming when I will punish the idols of Babylon, and her whole land will be put to shame, and all her slain will fall in her midst. Then heaven and earth and all that is in them will shout for joy over Babylon. For the destroyers will come to her from the north, declares the Lord. Indeed, Babylon is to fall for the slain of Israel, and also as also for Babylon the slain of all the earth have fallen. You who have escaped the sword, depart, do not stay. Remember the Lord from afar, and let Jerusalem come to your mind. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Disgrace has covered our faces, for strangers have entered the holy places of the Lord's house. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish her idols. And the mortally wounded will groan throughout her land. Though Babylon should ascend to the heavens, and though she should fortify her lofty stronghold, from me destroyers will come to her, declares the Lord. The sound of an outcry from Babylon and of great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. For the Lord is going to destroy Babylon, and he'll make her loud noise vanish from her. And their waves will roar like many waters, the tumult of their voices sounds forth. For the destroyer is coming against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men will be captured. Their bows are shattered. For the Lord is a God of recompense. He will fully repay. I will make her princes and her wise men drunk, her governors, her prefects, and her mighty men, that they may sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake up, declares the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the broad wall of Babylon will be completely razed, and her high gates will be set on fire, so the peoples will toil for nothing, and the nations become exhausted only for fire. The message which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah the son of Neriah, the grandson of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. Now Seraiah was quartermaster. So So Jeremiah wrote in a single scroll all the calamity which would come upon Babylon. That is, all these words which have been written concerning Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, as soon as you come to Babylon, then see that you read all these words aloud and say, you, O Lord, have promised concerning this place to cut it off, so that there will be nothing dwelling in it, whether man or beast, but it will be a perpetual desolation. And as soon as you finish reading this scroll, you will tie a stone to it and throw it into the middle of the Euphrates and say, just so shall Babylon sink down and not rise again because of the calamity that I'm going to bring upon her. And they will become exhausted. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Those are the words of God. And this chapter continues from the last chapter, chapter 50, the prediction of the fall of Babylon before it actually took place. And again, before Jerusalem, it seems, has been destroyed. And throughout we have seen particulars of this judgment intermixed with why the Lord is judging. Mostly we see due to their destruction of Judah, which has yet to happen, though it was, I believe, in process. But also because of their idolatry. And the continuation of this at the end, Sariah reading these judgments in Babylon and throwing them into the Euphrates River. And that as confirmation that this judgment, chapters 50 and 51, will come about upon Babylon. And so Babylon itself was warned. And so, beloved, let us be faithful to the Lord. Here, we're shown His love for His people, that He seeks vengeance upon those who seek their harm and who bring them harm. That He will not let any sin go unpunished. And that may be to your blessing or cursing. Blessing, of course, as we've heard many times, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if they were themselves to turn from their sin and turn unto Him, to the Lord. But of cursing, of course, if like much of Judah and Jerusalem were unbelieving or like Babylon, with them idolaters and unrepentant. Here it showed Judah and Jerusalem what would come to Babylon, their attackers. It doesn't say that they won't attack them, they won't destroy them, they will. But there will also come a time when He will destroy Babylon for it, for their evil against His people. And so they were called, Judah and Jerusalem were called here to repent again, implied, because of what was coming to them, then what would come to Babylon. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You that You speak to us and that You reveal the history of Israel, the history of our people throughout history. And that sometimes, and maybe oftentimes, we are very much like Israel. And Father, we ourselves fear things of this world, fear governments, or fear people who are hostile against Your people. And yet, Father, we're thankful that You promise to us, as Your people, those who truly believe and turn from our sins unto You, that You will, that You are the God of vengeance. That we would not seek vengeance ourselves, for You seek vengeance. You repay. And so, Father, at the right time, we ask that You would seek out Your justice. And yet, Father, we also pray that You would show mercy to many who are Your elect, that You would bring them unto Yourself despite their sin, just as You have brought us to Yourself despite our sin, because of Your Son and His life and death and resurrection, who now reigns as King over all and who is sovereign over all. Father, we do pray for our government and our leaders in authority and there are many places. And continue praying that you would give us freedom to worship you and the ability to love you and worship you according to your commands without threat of any foreign government or government of our own nation or any authorities in our households or locally. That we would worship freely to you and grow in faith and be strengthened, and that we would be showered with your grace and mercy. And so, Father, we pray that you would be merciful to us because of your Son alone, not because of anything we've done. That you would work righteousness in us, that we would not be like Judah and Jerusalem as we remember the whole book of Jeremiah here. That we would turn from our sins and turn from our idols unto you, the living and true God, always and continuously, repenting of our particular sins particularly, not just confessing with our mouths, but turning from them unto you, the living and loving God, who has always your arms open to receive us. And so in these things, give us comfort and yet show your holiness. We pray in Jesus' name.